This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Sophia Burke's home is filled with healthcare workers. In fact, there are three nurses all under one roof. So it's no surprise that when it came time to decide where to spend her co-op term, the grade 11 student chose Haliburton Highlands Health Services, or HHS.
I'm like in a very much a healthcare family. My dad works here. He's the BSO nurse, and my sister's a nurse at the hospital here. And then my mom works at Extendicare in Haliburton. So yeah, it's a big family. So I figured that with them being here and with, I wanted to see what my future could look like. And this was a great opportunity to go in and do that.
Haliburton Highlands Secondary School has been offering co-op education credit courses for 40 years. And Jason Morissette says it gives students invaluable real-world experience. Rather than spending thousands of dollars in a post-secondary course only to find it's not a fit, the high school's co-op program is a kind of try-before-you-buy approach to learning more about the career that interests them.
Basically, it's based on experiential learning. So the students, really what they're looking for is an alternate way of learning, but it's a lot of hands-on, real-world applications on the job or at a workplace. So I wish all students could try a co-op while they're at high school. I really do, because it can really enlighten students to that pathway that they're kind of maybe interested in or they want to try out. And then they try it. And for many of them, they might be like, this is it. This is the pathway that I want to go on. I really, really enjoy it. However, there are students too that finish their co-op and they go, oh my, there's no way. I thought it was this and it's not. And I want to change this up. This is not the pathway for me. And in that case too, it can save them literally, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars from going to post-secondary because it's very expensive. It's a big decision. So I've noticed those two things. No matter what a co-op does do is it does give you a benefit in any which way. So it's very rewarding what you're getting out of it. There's always tons of value that the students learn. Social skills, life skills, even financial, right? Financial planning skills, and just bridging the adult world with the teenage world.
For Elizabeth Matthew, her motivation to do her co-op term at the hospital came from her own desire to have some kind of career in healthcare. The grade 12 Haliburton Highlands High School student wanted to see if her interests matched the reality of working in a hospital.
So since grade 9 now, I've known that I've wanted to do some form of work in a hospital setting, and I wasn't really sure what, and I knew that our school had a wonderful co-op program, and I figured I might as well sign up for a 2-credit co-op and see what my chances are for being able to get into the hospital, because I knew the hospital was in walking distance, and I've known that people have done co-ops before at a hospital. My mom works at a hospital in Huntsville and they've got co-op students. So I'm like, oh, well, I'll see if there's an opportunity in Haliburton. And so I go talk to the co-op teacher who runs the program, Mr. Morissette, and he said, yep, I can try and get you an interview. And then I'm here now. Currently, I do an interview with Janelle and it goes really well. And then boom, I'm in this wonderful place.
Both Burke and Matthew will spend 2 hours a day, 5 days a week at HHS, rotating through various departments, including the emergency department, acute care, laboratory, physiotherapy, pharmacy, community programs such as Meals on Wheels, diagnostic imaging, and at Highland Wood Long-Term Care. Stephen Lofkrantz is the manager of quality risk and professional practice at the hospital. He coordinates the co-op program with the high school and says both the hospital and students benefit from it.
They're young. That's what they bring. They're young. They're enthusiastic. They're optimistic. They see everything through a fresh set of eyes. What they don't have is an inside perspective, and we can help them with that. Our goal is to show them the world of healthcare, not just sort of one area. Open their eyes to areas and opportunities they may not have considered. At the root of it, we want to open their eyes. We want them to know that people coming from a small community can accomplish great things, and they can accomplish those things in their community.
Janelle Nesbitt, Infection Prevention Control and Occupational Health RPN at HHS, helps with the scheduling of the co-op students. 18 years ago, Nesbitt herself was once a co-op student and knows how that experience helped influence her career decisions. She says what she's noticed so far is the students' openness to learning and the effect they have on the patients.
I am a nurse today because of my co-op placement here. They've been doing great. So our program is so cool, so unique. When I did my co-op student program 18 years ago in grade 12, I was just placed in one department. I was placed in acute care, which was amazing. But I think thinking back 18 years ago, how cool and how much more experience I would have had like these girls being in a variety of departments here. So our girls get to be in the ER, our girls get to be in the acute care department, diagnostic imaging, which now we have CT here, which is amazing. So they get to do ultrasound, CT, X-ray. They get to be in the physiotherapy department with our physiotherapists, and our physiotherapists do rotate through different departments within our hospital as well. Acute care, long-term care, they do occasionally see patients in the ER if requested. So again, long-term care, we have a beautiful lab here with some lab techs, so they have some rotation with them. Pharmacy, we now have a pharmacy technician on site, so they're with pharmacy community. Meals on Wheels program operates out of the Halliburton location, so they're able to kind of get that little piece of community as well. And they're with me, IPAC and Oc Health, on some of those days. They are everywhere, every department. And I think it just gives them that piece of like a refresh, you know, every day they're not necessarily in the acute care for the whole week. They have a beautiful rotating schedule. So both of them are in a different department every day. So the patients and long-term care residents light up when they see them. We do have long-term care patients that might not be able to see their family members or friends every day. And these girls just bring a whole other aspect to their day. Everybody loves younger people. So the response from the staff and the patients and residents has been amazing.
Both students are thrilled to be spending their co-op term at HHS and think a career in healthcare will definitely be a part of their future. While it's hard to nail down what department is their favorite, being with patients and making a difference is high on the list with both of the students.
I really like basically anywhere that I can have a really decent conversation with somebody or, you know, help them in any way. Like, I really like being able to help somebody make their day, make them have a good experience at the hospital, because at the end of the day, they're there for a reason and you want to make sure that you can help them in any way, like regardless of the reason.
Sophia?
I would have to say long-term care in the emergency department. I love to work with the elderly. I work at the Gardens of Halliburton, which is the retirement home. And even just coming into long-term care, I had some of the residents already know my name, already know what I like to do and my hobbies. And they love to see, like Janelle said earlier, they love to see younger faces. They get so excited. And, you know, they follow you around a little bit and get to talk to you. Yeah, I like being in the emergency because you cannot like expect. It's not the same every day. Mm-hmm. And you get to see so much, which you wouldn't usually not see sitting in a school setting.
The key to success of the co-op program is the welcoming of students by local businesses of all kinds. If your workplace would like to give an opportunity for real-world experience, reach out to Jason Morissette at the high school at 705-457-2950, extension 19440.
County Close-Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close-Up.